Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. You are joining me for another episode in our Consistency 365 series. Our goal in this series is to finally execute against the things we know we should do, the things we want to do, the things that we have let excuses get in the way of for too long. We all know what is good for us, what is not. We have a million ideas around how we can get to where we want to be in life. And yet, even with the clarity, even with the knowing, even with the drive and the desire, the bad day at work, the stress, the overwhelm, the holiday, the vacation, the drama can get in the way. So this series is an attempt to overcome that. Choice by choice, day by day. If you hear a helicopter, you hear a helicopter. So I hear a helicopter. Anyway, I wanted to ask you today if you have ever heard of the term neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity, one word. It refers to your brain's ability to change, your brain's ability to grow. It's a powerful thing. I mean, we know that in children, their brains are growing so fast and they're changing. But the fact is, the ability of the brain to grow and change doesn't stop when we hit puberty or when we hit 25 or when we hit menopause. The brain always has this ability to grow and to change. And it responds to what we do. The brain responds to the choices we make. The brain responds to how we think. And there's this quote that I saw on social media, gotta love it for things like this, from an account called Neurosculpting. And it says, neuroplasticity doesn't care if you think positively or negatively about yourself. It responds to the thoughts you have the most. Simply put, you can rewire your brain. If you think, I'm just the kind of person who I always think, I've always had this problem, no matter what I try, I this, you're responding to, you're noticing the sameness of your brain, but you can change it. The thing is, it's going to respond to the things that you think about the most. I challenge my clients on a regular basis to do a couple things around their thinking. Think more about the solution than you do about the problem, and think in terms of what you can do, not what you can't do. Because you might be thinking, working out is part of the solution, but I can't work out today because my foot is hurt or my back is hurt or because I don't really have time. I have to leave work early. You're still kind of thinking about the problem, even though you're thinking about the solution. I want you to think in terms of what you can do today, not what you're not ready to do, not the step that feels a little bit further beyond where you are right now, what you feel you should do, but you just don't feel ready to commit to yet. Think in terms of what you can do today and think in terms of the solution, not the problem, not what happened yesterday, not your pattern of behavior. Your brain responds to the thoughts you have the most. If the thoughts you have the most are around judgment of your past patterns, your brain forms and circles around those things. You'll experience more of those things. That'll become the way that you normally think. But when you shift and you think in terms of potential, and you think in terms of what's possible, and you think in terms of the small change you're willing to make today, and you think in terms of where you're headed, your brain changes. A lot of times people judge the journey that they perceive to be ahead of them based on how it feels today, which is crazy because you're not going to be the same person or the same thinker after 30 days of effort that you are on day one. Your brain can change. Your brain will change. Your brain is changing. And what it responds to are the thoughts you have the most and the choices you have most frequently. So today, upgrade those thoughts. Center those thoughts around the consistency that you're seeking and the step that you're going to take today. And when you notice your thoughts drifting to the problem or to the past or to judgment, bring it back. Bring it back. And don't judge the journey of, oh gosh, it's so exhausting and I'm going to be doing this redirect for the rest of my life. No, you're not, because it gets easier and you get better and your brain changes. We'll see you tomorrow.